Accident and what we did to him because he'd become famous. Nima's relationship with Fazel and Layli, especially Fazel, became much closer. Nima had somehow become attached to Fazel, and he spent most of his time with him. Nima had become happier and much more energetic than ever. That was enough for me. And not only did I not have a problem with this closer relationship and them spending time together, but I even encouraged it. Nima didn't show any interest in painting anymore. And no matter how much Aunt tried, it was useless. I was really worried about this matter. I was worried that, God forbid, with our recklessness and carelessness, we had caused Nima's interest and talent to become silenced. Once or twice, I talked to Fazel about this matter. Fazel thought that I was worried for no reason, and he believed that we had to give Nima time. He's a very special and sensitive child, and if he became sure that this painting wouldn't cause problems again, he'd start doing it again on his own. But in the middle of all this, Prasad was still giving Fazel the cold shoulder.
Shiva, careful, careful.
Oh, you mean it hurts that much?
And it's horrible. Didn't you see it? The skin's been peeled off. The muscles exposed.
Wow, how frightening. It's just a simple scratch, Prasad. Don't act like a fool.
Oh, what's so
now.
Simple about it?
All right, it's a deep cut. How's your leg?
My leg's in even worse shape.
Oh.
It's been destroyed. I think it's broken. I'll have to go and get an x-ray.
Oh, God willing, nothing's happened to it. Hold this.
I don't know.
How did you fall down?
It's nothing. You know these things. The lines, the crosswalk, the wide ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those, well, they're slippery. Yep. And if any water gets on them, then forget about it. I just wanted to take a turn at the intersection. Well, I don't know which idiot spilled water on it, but it was wet and I slid and I fell down.
Someone had spilled water? You mean it wasn't because of last night's rain?
Did it rain last night?
You really didn't see it rained last night. It was wet everywhere.
No, no way. How would I know? That helmet's so beat up that I can't even see half a meter in front of me.
Prasad, it's dangerous for you to put that helmet on your head, you know.
No, no, it's not like that. It's not that bad. If I didn't have it on, you'd be a widow right now.
Oh, God forbid.
That's good, that's good.
Well, go and buy another helmet that's better and you can see better with it.
Oh. Careful, careful. You know, Shiva dear, it's not about the helmet at all. I've become scared of riding the motorbike. I wish we could somehow come up with the money so that I could open a clinic and be rid of that motorbike completely.
Well, we've been telling you for several months. I'm always stressed out, Fazad, from morning when you leave until night when you come back. I'm constantly filled with anxiety. You don't know how much I donate to charity for your sake.
How much?
How much what?
Donations to charity.
It depends how I'm feeling that day. For example, if I'm not too stressed, 500, 1,000 termons, but all of a sudden I'm full of anxiety, 5 or 10,000 termons then. That's what I'll donate.
I mean, come on. Just consider my situation, too. How much money do I make, Shiva?
Fazad, is your life more important
or
money?
Well, no, no, my life. It's because of my life that I'm saying it. Right now, because the motorbike is dangerous and all of that, I'm giving 7 or 8,000 to charity every day. So in total, that's 20,000 a day. Where am I going to find 20,000 a day?
Well, I'd love it if you could get a clinic.
Well, yes, I'd love to, too. But, well, we can't with the money we've got.
50 million termons isn't enough?
Well, no, it's not enough. If you want to open a very simple clinic, you'll need at least 100 million tomans right now. And, well, I'm 15 million tomans short of 100 million.
Fazad, your calculation is off. Why 15 million tomans?
No, I've got 50 million tomans myself, and my son's got 35 million, so I'm short 15.
Fazad, do not count on Nima's money at all.
Oh, come on. I've said it 100 times. Whatever interest the bank gives, I'll give twice as much.
I said no. How many times are you going to say it?
Oh, fine. Then from tomorrow, I won't wear my helmet. No, not only won't I wear my helmet, I'll do wheelies, I'll go really fast, I'll swerve all over the place, I'll stand up on the motorbike with one hand, maybe I'll let go with both hands.
Are you stubborn? I mean, really, Fazad, you act like a child. Let's say, for argument's sake, you've got 85 million tomons. Well, what are you going to do with the other 15 million tomons? Hmm? Tell me, what's the plan then?
No. It's taken care of. When the main part, the 85 million, is taken care of, I'll do something about the 15 million.
Can you?
I'll figure it out. Yes.
Well, all right.
All right?
Yes, I want to sell my gold.
No, you don't need to sell your gold, but thanks anyway.
Why not?
I don't want you to have to sell your gold and things.
No, it might not add up to 35 million tomons, but I think, you know, if we're able to, we could get 20 or 25 million.
No,
yes, it will.
No, what
Why?
I mean is, I mean, come on. All that's left is for people to say, I've sold my wife's gold
it's
to open a clinic.
It's my own gold. How is it your business?
Well, it just can't be. I won't agree to it. No, you can't do such a thing.
Why not? What's the reason?
Oh, come on. Look, it's your own gold and you can go and sell it then. Go on.
Well,
it's not mine. I won't take that money. And anyhow, how much do you think all your gold is worth? All of it together, they won't even give you 10 million for it.
No way. I searched and found this last night. At first, I was so worried. I didn't know where I'd put it. I got flustered. I thought I'd lost it. Look now, this has to be worth at least 10 or 15 million tomons.
This? No.
Oh, why not?
No, it's not. No.
It is,
no.
Farzad. 9 years ago, you bought this for 3 million tomons. You know how much the price of gold and jewelry has gone up in the last few years?
No. I know how much it's gone up. Now, however much it's gone up, I just won't do it. No, I won't do it.
Yes, all right.
Hello, Mummy. Hello, Dad.
How are you, darling?
Hello, my darlings. I hope you're well.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go see Uncle Fazal. Okay, I need to talk to him.
Oh, Dad, what happened to your arm?
My arm? No, it's nothing, darling. The road was slippery and I fell down on the motorbike. I hope you're well, darling.
Well. It's Nima.
Hello.
Why are you so late? Hello. Come here. Why you sit down?
My dad had an accident on a motorbike and he hurt his arm.
Is he really badly hurt?
I don't know. My mom wrapped his wound. Isn't Aunt home? Aunt?
Yeah. No. She's gone out to do some shopping. She'll be back.
The way they said Fazal got in an accident that I thought it was really serious. I thought your entire body's in a cast right now and you cracked your skull. Nothing's happened at all.
Well, I'm really sorry. I ruined your imagination. It's all my fault. Of course, I had put on my helmet and I wasn't going far,
so it didn't happen the way you're saying. No, what I meant is thank goodness nothing happened to you. That's all.
No, it's all right. Well, I'm really sorry you went to the trouble of bringing pastries. God willing, I'll be able to make it up to you, Shiva dear. Why don't you now go and put the pastries out, huh?
Man, what are you even doing riding a motorbike? Just go to a clinic and do your
job. That's what I'm saying too, but he does not listen.
She's right, the poor thing. Shiva, she keeps saying it, but I don't listen. Since I don't like clinics and I really like motorbikes, I love to sit on the motorbike in the wind and rain instead of going to the clinic. I hate clinics as much as I love motorbikes.
Uh-huh. Oh, but how come? What's good about a motorbike? I didn't expect it from
you.
No,
Shadi dear, it's because my intelligence is very low. So I don't like clinics. That's the reason that I like to take my life in my hands and roam the streets on a motorbike.
No, God forbid. It's got nothing to do with intelligence. All men like motorbikes. They prefer motorbikes. They just like them.
Man, at least make up with Fazal. He's been riding a motorbike all his life and he's a much better rider than you are.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I really thank you all for worrying about me so much and God willing, I'll be able to make it up to you. I promise
I will. You don't need to argue for no reason. We decided today that Fazal will go and rent a clinic somewhere.
Oh, that's really great.
Congratulations. You really had a great idea.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you. That's right. Why a motorbike? Now, even if you like it, you should forget about it. But an SUV would really suit you. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it would really suit them.
Man, he doesn't even have the money for a clinic. And he should buy an SUV. He's even trading in his motorbike to ride a bicycle.
Excuse me, but how do you know that I don't have money, huh?
Well, if you had money, then why does our sister have to sell her gold?
It's because I want to sell my gold, that's
well,
why.
Well, you're forced to do
no
it.
No way. First of all, I told her there's no need for her to sell the gold, and I insisted on it. And secondly, it's a family matter.
That's right, and I'm just here for the electric company to check the meter and leave.
What I meant was that it's a private family matter between husband and wife.
It's not a family matter at all, it's personal. I personally want to sell my gold and it's no one's business. Now have some pastries.
he's upset with me, right? No way, it's not like
hello,
that at
hello.
All. He doesn't hold a grudge. Anyway, he already knows it's better for Nina this way.
I heard you had an accident, so I thought I'd come and see how you're doing.
Thank you very much.
I was really upset when I heard it. I thought, now this canned fruit, I brought you some canned pineapples so you can eat it, and I hope you
I know,
won't.
I know. Thank
That's
you very
right,
much.
You're a doctor.
Thank you, it's you know, very kind
you know,
of you.
It's just... It's just that I'm happy you weren't seriously injured. Well, then I won't disturb you.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.
Hold on. 1 minute.
What
Hold on a minute.
What is it? What is
What's
it?
With you? What's with you? I just told you to hold
I'm
on.
Just
Come on. Move
here.
Back. Move back
I'm standing
over here.
Right
Come
here.
On. Move back there.
I said already. I'm standing right here. Cheeky kid.
Did you say something?
No, no.
No, no. It seems like you said
no,
something.
No, no, no. You were just imagining I said something.
What is it? I pay you attention and you act like we're brothers.
No, if I'm just your cousin.
All right.
I'll be overjoyed.
Go upstairs and I'll be up in a few minutes.
Upstairs?
Yes, go upstairs.
Really?
Yes, really.
Upstairs where?
Up on the roof. I'll be right there.
The roof?
Yes.
Really?
Man, just go up. I'll be right there.
But...
Go on.
All right, really.
Go on.
All right, all right.
Well, you have really got a problem.
What's that? What's that? Should I really go on the roof, right? You're not pulling my leg?
Come on, just go. I'm not pulling your leg. You think I joke around with you?
Yeah. What's that? What's that? Really? Layli?
What is it?
Come here. You won't believe it. Farzad told me to go up to the roof.
Well, what does that mean?
It means he wants to make up. In the old days, whenever he wanted us to make up, we'd go up to the roof.
But why the roof?
Farzad was always up on the roof.
How come?
Because Farzad kept pigeons up there.
Farzad played with pigeons?
Farzad, and yeah, he was a pro at it. He was always up on the roof, and whenever I wanted to make it up with him, I'd go up to the roof and make it up with him.
Oh, you poor thing. So you'd always have to do the apologising.
That's right. If I didn't apologise, he was so stubborn and stupid that he'd keep sulking for a long time. It's not his fault. He just doesn't get it.
You're so kind.
Look, I'm going up there, all right?
Well, why did you come inside?
That's just it. I want to go up there. He might show up at any second. Are you washing dishes? Good job.
Barzell.
What?
You're the best.
Layli... Forget it. I'll tell you later. Farzad, you know, this is a great place for pigeons. I mean, if you want to keep some pigeons up here.
Yes, I've given it quite a lot of thought, and you can put a cage right here.
Yeah. In the good old days, did you call them? Tell me.
Come.
Say it louder.
Oh, forget about it. I called you up here to talk to you.
Yeah. Farzad, just let me tell you that I won't apologize for the accident that happened because, in my opinion, it wasn't my fault at all. Of course, well, it was a little bit. Let's just forget it. Forgive me. Will you forgive me?
Well, now, let's see. There's a condition.
Whatever you say.
Look, you've got a really good relationship with Nima right now.
Yeah. Really. He's a really good and decent child. Thank goodness he doesn't seem to take after you
at all.
So,
do you want us to make up or not?
Yes, I'd like for us to make up with each other, but I'm not going to sing your praises for no reason. It's like comparing what? What?
Comparing apples to oranges.
Nima to you is like comparing apples to
We're
oranges.
We're different. Very well. May God keep you for each
Thank
other.
Thank you very much.
There was one thing I wanted to ask. Do you have enough credit with Nima that if you ask him to draw a painting for me that he won't say no to you?
Yes.
So then you'll do it?
No.
Huh? How come?
Well, there's 1,001 reasons you want me to tell you all.
No, it's not that I want you to tell them all to me. It's just a figure of speech.
Well?
But look, well, how can I say it? I need the money for the paintings right now.
Look, Farzad, dear, Nima needs for us to leave him alone and not use him as a tool. Look, man, don't give him such a hard time. Otherwise, he'll stop liking painting and his talent will be wasted.
Okay, all right. Now, for example, just don't tell him you want it for me. Say you want it for yourself. Say you want him to draw a painting for you.
Farzad, you're his father. Don't act like this with that child. You should be doing something for him to grow.
Yes, I know, I know, I know. You think I haven't thought about these things? I've thought about it.
Well, then what is it?
But I'm saying that I need the money. If he doesn't give me those paintings right now, if I don't get the money from those paintings, then Shiva will go and sell her gold and my reputation will be questioned by everybody.
Why would your reputation be questioned?
Manningless isn't important to you?
Ah, you just said that to mislead me. Your reputation's more important to you.
Excuse
Why?
Me, but what difference does it
make? Well, there's a difference. There's a big difference. Reputation is one thing, and manliness is something else. Now, why would your reputation be questioned?
Look, Faisal, it's hard. It's hard for a man to have his wife want to sell her gold and use it for his work and such things. I mean... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you staring at me? I mean, I said it's hard. Look, it's hard. You won't let it go. I mean, when you insist on something, you just don't let it go. Now look, 9 years ago, I bought a fake ring and I gave it to Shiva, and right now, if she sells her gold, the whole thing will be given away. Do you get it? Do you feel better now? Well, do you?
What should I say to you, man?
Well, just tell me you'll help me. That's all.
No, before that.
But you will help me, right?
Yes, of course I will. What should I say to you so I'll feel better?
Oh, you can say whatever you want if you're going to help me.
I can say whatever
I
want.
Say it.
You sponger. You swindler.
Are you finished now? You feel better?
You liar. You con artist.
Okay, that's enough now. That's enough.
You liar.
That's enough now. Don't yell so much. Stop it. Look, I'll sulk again. I won't make up with you. I won't make up with you. I mean, it's enough to make you feel better already. That's enough. Come on. That's enough already. It's enough. I'm telling you, that is enough now. Just stop it, okay? That's enough.
All right. Wow, I feel better now. It's been a long time that I've wanted to curse you.
Just look.
Stuck right here.
Just look. I'm just saying that since you're cussing at me so much, well, did I have control over it? It was our wedding anniversary 9 years ago, and I didn't have any money, and I would have looked really bad. I would have looked bad in front of Shiva's family, so I was forced to do it. I had no choice.
No, now I don't care. I don't care about that
but
at all.
But you keep saying bad things.
Well, these things are because of this time that you weren't talking to me, that for no reason, I don't know, certain things, all those silly things, you jerk, you sissy.
Okay, that's enough now. If there's anything left, just go ahead and say it now so you don't continue down the stairs. Just finish it all. Finish it. Come on.
You con artist.
Ah.
You sponger.
Wild animal.
Lely?
Hmm?
Just somehow get her to change her mind about selling her gold, especially that ring.
How can I get her to change her mind? And why should I be the one to do it? This is their private matter. What's it got to do with me?
Yes, but what you say is absolutely right. But we want to help Farzad out. That poor thing is worried he'll be given away.
The poor thing should have been worried about being given away back when he was buying a fake ring. Didn't he figure out it would come out and he'd be given away?
Well, look, we either want to help him or we don't want to help him. In either case, we don't have the right to judge him. You remember when we came here, we asked them for help, and they started asking us about why we hadn't even told our own parents. Remember how upset we got?
That was a completely different matter. In order for us to be together and get married, we were forced to get married in secret.
Yes, yes. Well, he did it because he didn't want to look bad in front of her family for their first wedding anniversary.
Well, he should have bought a real ring.
Well, he didn't have the money.
Well, he could have bought a cheaper one.
Well, he didn't want to.
How come?
How come? Now, since we don't know the answer to that, we don't have the right to judge him. Of course... I'm really sorry. I have no intention of teaching you about manners, because I'm sure that you know these things better than anyone else. I'm just telling you the things you taught me, that's all.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm really saying this, seriously. If there's anyone here who's qualified to be giving advice, it's my Lely who should be doing that.
Fazel.
Yes?
Don't try so hard. I'm not so easily fooled by such things.
No, I have no intention of trying to fool you. It's just, I was just trying to say something that you... No, I have no intention of trying to fool you at all. This is what I believe. It's something I'm certain of. Now, if I ask you to do it for my sake, what would you say? Come on, tell me.
I'd say you're really unfair, you know.
I'm really unfair! Will you do it?
All right. Well, nothing. First, I sold my car to pay your father's
debt. The car that you sold to Fazan?
No, back then I had a different car. It was a real doll. The one you bought was a lemon.
Now forget about it. You don't need to pour salt on my wound, hmm?
At first, I thought Fazel's debt was about 20 million. But well, then I realized it was another 50.
So why was he in so much debt then?
Because of 1,000 stupid things. It seems as though before he met me, around 3 years before it, Fazel got into a fight with his dad, and he decided to leave and stand on his own 2 feet.
Mm.
Apparently back then, his friends would go to Turkey and bring merchandise back.
Uh-huh.
And he figured he'd become partners with them, but he didn't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing else I could do. So I sold my car, and then he still had more debt. So I figured I'd sell all my gold too, and sell my gold coins. I sold everything.
Why didn't he borrow from his father and them? That amount of money is nothing for them.
Well, I told you, Fazel didn't have a good relationship with his father at all. Of course, it was mainly Fazel who was keeping his distance. Over something that I just recently found out about myself. Now, forget about it.
I know what you mean. You mean his brother?
You know?
Well, yes, Lely dear. I've been part of the family for 10-11 years.
You're right.
Hmm?
Anyhow, it was really interesting for me, and Fazel had never talked to me about it before. It
he
was
must
strange.
Really love you a lot that he talked to you about it, because he never talks to anyone about it. It was a really heavy blow for him.
Now, was it really Fazel's fault that happened to Nariman?
No. I don't know. They were just children. It was something that happened. They were children and playing.
But Fazel keeps thinking that it's his fault.
If you want my opinion, even though I don't know all the small details, I still think it was other people who made him feel that way, especially his mother and father, and that feeling of guilt took root within him as a child, and it was never, ever wiped away.
Oh, dear, the poor thing. Mm. He must have suffered so much.
Yes, and then apparently he spent most of his time with Fazad at Fazad's house, his aunt. I mean, Fazad's mom took care of him more than anyone else.
Oh, so that's why he has so much respect for Fazad and his family, huh? Is that why?
That's right. Fazad and Fazel had an unusually strong relationship with each other. It's true.
It's still the same way. Fazel would give his life for Fazad.
No, I meant before the 3 years they weren't talking to each other, you know? Look, you wouldn't believe it. In the beginning of our married life, Fazel would get really on my nerves. I used to call him Fazad's second wife.
Why?
I don't know. It's just that when we were engaged, he was with us everywhere we went. They couldn't stand to be apart from each other for minutes. For example, we'd go to a restaurant and Fazel was there. We'd go on a trip, Fazel was there. He even was with us on our honeymoon. We went to the hotel and saw Fazel had already gotten a room there before we had actually arrived.
They arranged it with each other.
Well, back then they said no. They acted in a way in the lobby as though they had just accidentally run into each other.
And you were too clever to believe.
No, I'm really dumb when it comes to these things. Fazad told me later they'd planned it.
Oh, I'm gradually starting to feel like Fazad is Fazel's second wife, you know.
Oh, goodness, I feel better now.
How come?
I always used to say that I hope Fazel gets married so his wife would understand what I had to go through.
Of course, I'm not as bad as you. If Fazel's happy with someone, I'll be happy with them too.
Lely, the two of you make me disgusted.
How come?
Yuck, yuck, so spoiled.
Oh.
You're the best man in the world.
You're the best. Oh, you're the best.
Yuck, 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 yuck. You want some more tea?
Don't feel jealous. Well, you two can be the same way.
But all kidding aside, thank goodness you've got a really great relationship. I mean, you'll always remain the same way with each other.
How sweet. That's very kind of you.
Well, thanks a lot, Shivadi. I had a really, really good time.
Yes, me too, Lely. You were a really big help for me today. Thank you.
Me? Okay?
Yes.
How come?
Look, the truth is, really, I had decided to sell my gold so that Fazad could open
In fact, I thought I would tell you...
Wait, let me tell you this first, then you can say it. Today, if you want to know the truth, I was starting to have some doubt. I didn't have the heart to sell my gold, but after you told me about all the sacrifices you've made, I became convinced that I definitely want to do it. You know, I was ashamed of myself. I mean, I became convinced I have to sell my gold. I mean, goodness, God could have sent you to me. I'm very grateful.
You're welcome.
So, tell me what you wanted to say.
Nothing. I just wanted to say that we should keep things between the two of us.
Of course, you can rest assured.
Thanks a lot.
No
I had
problem.
A great
Take
time.
Care.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
See you later. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye. Later on, this is how Lely described the events of that day to me.
That day I told you about my memories of having sold my gold so that I could indirectly get you to change your mind about selling your gold, because afterwards I wanted to tell you that after I sold my gold, Farzell's attitude changed a lot. He became sensitive and kept complaining about everything. I wanted to tell you that men are really sensitive about their wives selling their gold so that you wouldn't do it, especially since Farzad had already told you that he was opposed to it. But when we started to talk about the story of Farzell's past, I forgot about everything. Whenever the story of Farzell's worries is mentioned, everything else is put aside. I even forget myself.
What happened? Did you convince her?
There's no way to convince her. She's made her decision.
I've made such a mess, Farzell!
You're not there to see me wandering on the streets. You're not there to see me with a broken heart. You're not there to see me with a broken heart. You're not there. You're not there to see me with a... Hey, hello.
Hello.
Where were you?
I was at the dentist.
Oh, I'd forgotten.
On the way, I went to the jewelry store and I sold my gold.
What do you do?
I sold my gold.
How come?
Well, I was supposed to sell them. Here you are. This is for you.
It only added up to 10 million?
That's right, yes. I really didn't have the heart to sell this ring.
Oh. Well, why didn't you sell it?
I didn't have the heart to do it. I figured since I have so many memories with it, why should I sell it?
No, not at all. No. The only reason I asked is it's just I was curious since you wanted to sell it.
No, I told you I didn't have the heart. I even took it out my purse and then I changed my mind.
It's just, did you show it to the jeweler?
No, I didn't show it to him.
No.
Do you want me to go and sell it?
No.
Look, I've changed my mind.
No,
give it to me so I can sell it.
No way at all. It would be a shame. I mean, this is a memento. You did a good thing. We'll come up with the rest of the money. God is great.
What should I make for dinner?
Well, make whatever you like. Whatever is easiest for you. You know me. I'll eat anything. I'd even eat this if you boiled it. Hello? Farzell?
What is it?
Farzell, hello. I think I've been ruined.
خونه تو قلبمون.